Her biggest problems are low income because she's relying on that small plot for her livelihood.
That is Southern African agriculture leader Dr. Linda Sabamba. She said most African farmers are women, taking care of many children and grandchildren and working long hours in the fields. She said one way to raise their income is during times of large crops. There needs to be free trade among the 12 countries of Southern Africa.
The countries are small, with the exception of South Africa, and there is disparity in economic status, which makes harmonization of policies a big challenge. Our countries want to protect commodities, which naturally should be opened up for free trade, but because of fears and lack of evidence of impact of liberalization, farmers want to hold on. As a result, we have tariff and non-tariff barriers, and commodities cannot flow freely between countries.
In Washington, reporting for the Department of Agriculture, I'm Brenda Curtis.